page 31, activity 6. To show that liquids have a definite volume but do not have a definite shape. Suppose we take 50 milliliter of colored solution in different glass apparatuses from the chemistry laboratory. We will see that though we have taken the same volume of liquid in all the containers, we get to see that it has taken different shapes. So liquids have definite volume but do not have a definite shape. Activity 7, to show compressibility in different states of matter. We take 3 disposable syringes, remove the needles, seal their nozzles with a tape, and we fill it with 3 different states of matter. In one we take sand, the second one we take a colored liquid, and in the third one we keep air. And when we try to push the piston inside, we see that the solid cannot be compressed. Liquids can be compressed to some extent, and the gases can be compressed very easily. So this activity shows that solids are incompressible, liquids can be compressed to some extent, and gases can be very easily compressed. Change of state. Heat results in weakening of the intermolecular forces of attraction, which in turn causes the change of state. Now in solids, we see that the molecules are very closely packed. When solids are heated, these molecules, they gain energy, and this heat weakens the existing force and separates the molecules, and the solid gradually changes into the liquid form. If we continue giving heat to that liquid, we see that more heat further separates the molecules, and as a result, the intermolecular spaces increase and the liquid state gradually changes into the vapor state. Page 33, you have a diagram which explains the change of states in solids, liquids and gases. Please mark that diagram and you have to do it in your exercise books.